So it's about 10:30. Is that all? and this is unlike the usual ones, just a little bit of an offload. And what seems to be a rarer occasion for me to audio boo. But so I've spent the night in Soho. And I don't know if it's just my mood, whatever the fuck it is, but I'm finding it increasingly difficult to hang around with people who have no interest or knowledge of books, of culture, of the political situation, the wider world, of the history of art, of the great stage of humanity and the creative impulse. And I don't know, I found it quite difficult, and tonight to communicate. It's my fault, man. It's my fault. I'm a developer. I'm a hacker. And I don't know if it's recent. I think it is recent. the South by Southwest effect, where a lot of the developers and programmers and so-called creative artists that I meet are only talking about money, shipping product, what have you. And I'm not, you know, I'm not blind, I'm not stupid. I know that it's a component of capitalism to a large extent. And people have got to eat, but I found it quite defeating tonight. The lack of engagement, the lack of spark, the lack of interest in anything above and beyond a laptop and a startup and the promise of a £3 million buyout or whatever. So I'm not quite sure what to do about that. I make my living as a contractor. I can't always be too choosy about who I work for. And I shouldn't be moaning, I should be grateful because I get paid well for what I do. But all I ever wanted to do is write and create words and language. I find it almost repellent, like a patient rejecting an organ transplant, when people don't dig language and its power and its reach. Christian would probably appreciate that, seeing as he's just had a hernia expelled or what have you. But I need to just be around people with wisdom and people with a sense of soul. So yes, I have been drinking. I am not necessarily maudlin, but I am concerned because a few things have happened this week with friends and family that make it foreground mortality to me, and how important it is to live your life in good faith. That's the word, that's the sentence. To be as close as possible to who you are in your everyday actions, not to fake it, not to be trapped. And it's not easy, you know, and I'm in a better position than most, but I felt like shaking these motherfuckers tonight and saying, look, you hipsters, wake up, man. This is a tiny little microscopic blob in a small town called London, as important as we think it is, occupies a tiny part of the earth, and what the human race is up to and its problems far outweigh this speck, you know. So anyway, I'm waiting for a cab. Thankfully, there's no booze in the house, and I'm just going to probably just cuddle up with Rach and relax, and she'll tell me not to be so stupid. But, you know, these things are important, man. They are important. Deadly important. Deadly important to me. They actually affect my health. So, nothing anyone listening to this can do. It's my responsibility, but I'm just trying to gauge how I feel by outputting these words into the ether while I have 10 minutes to spare. You know? There you go, man. Enjoy yourselves, whatever you're doing. Be careful, be mindful. Peace out.